But right now we have another, I guess, conspiracy theorist who wants to sound off. Ben Brundle heard our conversation just a moment ago and wanted to chime in. Ben, you on the line?
Yeah, you know damn well what my name is. Ben Brundle.
Ben Brundle,
I've emailed you about 40 times, George, and you never answer back.
Well, I mean, you keep saying the same stuff over and over again. So
yeah, because there's a lot of unexplained stuff up there at the ticket.
Like what?
Okay, answer this. Why is the ticket saying that they are a Marconi finalist when the award ceremony has not even happened yet?
Well, I know. We're a finalist, and then when they have the awards ceremony...
The finalist is the winner.
What? No, the finalist is like four stations.
Well, then it's not final.
I see what he's saying. If there's not a winner.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I guess that is the final winner.
That's part of your false marketing campaign.
makes you think.
That's not a false marketing.
Okay, how come if you guys started in 1994, right?
That is correct.
According to the reports, you guys had 4,000 listeners that first day. You went on the air.
That's probably about right.
But now 70,000 people come up to you and say they're day one P1. How's that possible?
That is weird. I'm with you on that one. But we take it, though. I guess so.
What really happened to Grego? You've never been honest about that.
Oh, I think we were back.
No, 11, you were not honest.
11 years ago when it happened.
You know damn well you weren't honest about that.
I was
too. You mean to tell me that an employee would just quit after being confronted about drug usage? I'm supposed to buy that?
Well, I don't know if
I'm
we want to
buy. He didn't discover the true inner workings of the ticket and was silent. That's a payoff, man.
No,
payoff.
It has nothing to
That's
do
some
with
good
that.
Points.
Someone's
Ben.
Private life that we don't well, have
why,
to.
Why is the ticket on 1310? That's never been fully explained.
We bought the frequency 25 years ago.
Okay, you guys bought that frequency.
Well, Cardinal Communications
did. Frequencies can be bought, in your opinion.
Well, yes.
If you've done this is the thing. You've done no frequency spectrum analysis.
What?
You've done none of that, and yet you're trying. I happen to have studied a lot of frequency analysis.
Well, they get bought all the time. Your research should show you that.
10 adds up to 23, correct?
Right.
13 plus 10, 23.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's number.
Ooh,
what does that have to do with anything?
Good point.
So what?
Oh, please, what does that have to do with anything? Michael Jordan, the guy who quit basketball in the prime of his career for some unknown reason in 1994, the year the ticket goes on the air on your so-called frequency?
Has nothing to do with us.
Quit in 1994, same year the ticket went on the air.
Yeah.
You tell me he didn't discover the inner workings of the ticket and was silent.
He went silent. He went and played baseball.
That's something that's never been explained.
He made Space Jam.
Okay, but why does the ticket have to be on 1310?
Answer him, George.
That's the only frequency we could find.
Only frequency? I think there's a lot of frequencies. Why does it have to be on 1310?
But they're not all up for sale.
What's the
Ben?
Deal with the Catman leaving to go to Kansas City for a few years and then mysteriously comes back?
Well, yeah, we can't figure that one out either. We don't know why he left the biosphere of the ticket.
I've gone through every Kansas City phone book covering those years, and there's no record of a Jeff Catman in their phone book.
Well, that's not his last name. That's just a nickname, Catman.
Oh, okay. Now, suddenly he's conveniently changed his last name. And I'm supposed to buy that?
He's done the research, George.
I guess you don't have to buy it.
The research. Why don't you do a little research there, George?
I don't have to. I know, Jeff.
If you did the research and you studied and you knew about fluoridation, you knew about these chemtrails, you knew about the frequency analysis, spectrum analysis chart.
Yeah.
then you would be a little bit more iffy when it came to explaining why Joe Lecce still works up there.
Why you want to pick on Joe?
Hey, here's something else. I've noticed every time that you guys talk about Harrison Barnes,
yeah,
he's never on the air.
Uh-huh.
What?
How do you explain that? Every time you talk to him and all of a sudden, mysteriously, he's not on the air at the same time?
Well, we talk about a lot of athletes.
What's with that?
Who aren't on the air with us when we talk about them.
What is with that?
Okay, look.
Stop taking
it aside. Fleming, right?
Yeah.
Worked at the ticket a lot of the days of his life.
Right.
Okay. He left right around the same time as the Days of Our Lives actor was silenced. Joseph Campanella. You can look this up. It's online. You can see it. I noticed that T.C. Fleming's last day was May 16th of this year, correct?
Yeah. That sounds about right, yeah.
Do you know what day Days of Our Lives actor Joseph Campanella died?
What day?
May 16th of this year. You can look this up. This is all this is all in the record. And you know what he died of? What the coroner called Alzheimer's. Don't you think it's a little curious that an actor that worked on Days of Our Lives and Mannix I'll remind you, die of memory loss the very day that TC left for a very nebulous and unexplained job.
No, I think
I'd never looked at it that way, but
I think the two are totally unrelated.
Joseph Campanella was a secret disliker of basketball to those that knew him closest, and the global elites, the Illuminati and whatnot, and you know who was one of the biggest names in NBA podcasting?
Who?
Chris Mannix. That last name. Chris Mannix, one of the leading journalists covering the NBA for Yahoo Sports platform, The Vertical.
Boy, he's connecting a lot of dots
you are
that I hadn't really considered.
Then maybe you're right about some of this stuff.
If you would just do your research, you'd find out.
I'll do some research.
What's going on at the ticket that the P1s don't know about? And I'm here, Ben Brundle, and I'm saying it's time for the P1s to demand a little bit more transparency from our favorite station.
Okay. Well, Ben, thanks for your time.
Oh, my time?
What?
My time.
Okay, well, thanks for doing the interview. How about that?
Yeah, if you would study, you would find out that time is a construct. It's a construct that you've put in place to keep P1s like me to give you more time spent listening.
Oh, there he goes. Ben Brundle, ticket conspiracy theorist.